Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to komando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it.
So, Allie, we are just a couple of weeks away from finding out what was the best movie of 2023, the Oscars.
Oh, my gosh.
But we don't have to wait to find out what is the number one pirated and stolen movie of 2023. There's actually this company. It's kind of cool. It's Musa, I believe is how you pronounce it, M-U-S-A. Okay. And what they do is you can go and hire them. Let's say you wrote a book, like 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover or something.
Sure.
And you're worried that this book is being pirated online. You hire them for $7. They go and they do the searches, they do the scans, and they find everywhere it's being posted pirated, and they send you a report every single day.
Amazing.
Now you have to then, you know, get your butt in
gear. Oh, you have to do this yourself?
You have to go and get it taken off, but they'll at least tell you it's available. So they track all this, they know all the numbers. Mm-hmm. They keep the numbers, the particulars secret, but everything streamed in the top 10 when it came to TV shows and movies were at minimum downloaded 10 million times or streamed 10 million times.
Okay.
You have any guesses? What is the number one stolen movie of 2023?
Oh, I was all ready to guess a TV show.
Okay.
So now
we can start with TV.
Off.
Go with TV. I can adjust on the fly.
You're a professional.
Yes.
I'm going to guess Ted Lasso.
No.
Okay.
It was an HBO show.
Oh, the one at the, you know, the hotel one.
The one at the hotel. Yes. It was HBO's The One at the Hotel. No, Last of Us. It was The Last of Us.
Okay, yeah, I'm not that nothing
is,
for me.
First of all, I know you're not a huge TV person. That is worth the watch.
Is it true that the first episode will make me sob?
No, the fourth episode will make me sob.
Well, spoilers.
It is so sad.
My husband played the video game, and it was very sad. So I don't feel emotionally prepared to watch the show
yet. The fourth episode isn't even in the video game. It's a totally sidebar story that they made up.
And it's a new sad story?
Beautiful. Oh. And it is so sad. And you will. I was actually watching it with my girlfriend. And I was like, I got to go. It's late. And she's like, I'm about to cry. And you cannot leave until this episode is over. I was like, okay, come here. It's okay. So that was the number one stolen television show.
Okay.
The number one stolen movie was not Barbie, but a movie that came out the same exact weekend.
Oppenheimer?
Oppenheimer.
Did you Barbenheimer?
I didn't. I barbed. I didn't Heimer.
So, I did both.
So you did both in the same weekend.
I Oppenheimed. Barbenheimed.
It's so long.
It was so long.
Oppenheimer is so long. I couldn't.
An incredibly long movie.
There's actually someone put it online. If you want to watch Oppenheimer as a series, they show you, tell you when to pause it.
I love
so
that.
You can pick it up the next day and break it up into three episodes.
You should do that if you're going to watch it.
The reason why people steal, number one, obviously, is the cost. Number two is just availability. They have the money, but they are in a region of the country or the world where it's just not available to them. So pirating it is really the only way they can consume it. And here we are, Kim Komando today, without Kim Komando again. She's still in California recovering from her eye surgery. She got four stitches out. I had an update. She got four stitches out instead of two, which is awesome. Kim's going to get better and come back and be with us on Kim Komando today. I'm Andrew Babinski. I'm always here co-hosting with Kim. I also host a morning radio show here in Phoenix on KEZ 99.9. It's called The Beth and Friends Show. You can just search KEZ on the iHeartRadio app if you ever want to check us out. Allie is with us.
I am.
I'm a day removed from correctly pronouncing your name. It just doesn't come. It doesn't flow for me.
I agree.
I don't understand. Is this your married name?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. My maiden name was much easier.
Much easier? Allie Much Easier is with us.
Yes.
What was your maiden name?
Denny.
Yes, I could do that.
Right?
Without even thinking. Seligman?
Nobody says that wrong.
Seligman?
Yeah, you got it.
All right, good. I just don't have confidence.
No, you just have to think of Bud first and then the opposite of...
Yeah, because he's Selig.
I know.
And you're not Selig. You're Seligman.
Yeah.
What do you have for us?
Everyone is suing Amazon.
Everyone?
Basically.
Am I suing Amazon?
Probably.
All right. Yeah. Good for me. Yeah,
you're
going to
be
lawyer.
Part of that. And then a really fun way that people are avoiding their families, their loved ones, when they just want some peace.
I need this as well. Yeah. These are two things I need.
I know.
I'm going to sue Amazon, get paid, take that money, and do something alone to get away from my family. It's
that
perfect.
Sounds great. Yeah.
My first story is out of Australia, down under.
Oh.
They sent
Could you try that again?
Down under. I can't do an Australian accent. I only can do the line from Crocodile Dundee. That's not a knife. This is a knife. I can't do it. I can't riff off of that, though.
No, it doesn't go.
The Senate and the House have both passed a law in Australia making it illegal for employers to contact by phone or email employees after work hours.
Illegal.
They did a study, and they said the average Australian drinks lots of beer and... is forced.
That's not part of it.
No, I mean, they just found out. And is also illegally forced to work $11,000 worth of overtime every single year by having to respond to phone calls and emails after work hours. Now, the current law as it sits is jail time for the employers that mandate it. But they've already said it's not going to be constitutional. Okay. It will not hold up.
It'll be a fine.
It will be replaced by either a fine to the employee or a fine to the government. So if you're forced to work over, they're going to benefit you in that way. But my question...
AKA pay you for your time.
Correct. They also said the number one offended, the victim, was teachers in Australia.
Interesting.
Because not only did they have to deal with the higher-ups at their schools, but they also had to deal with parents. Parents nonstop coming after them on weekends with phone calls, text messages, and emails. And they felt a certain responsibility to respond, even though the school has told them, don't talk to or contact teachers off hours because they're not working.
I think that's most places, right? You might say, don't work over the weekend. But if everybody else is, what are you going to do?
So do you unplug when your work day
it
is
depends.
Done?
It depends. I, in my position and what I do, not really. If there is a day, you know, a weekend day where I'm just truly not available, can't do anything. Okay. Yeah. Me and Kim talk about that ahead. We try not to work too much on the weekends though, for our own sanity.
What about a day off? Middle of the week, you have a doctor's appointment or maybe another haircut and you're taking the day off.
It does take the whole day when I get my haircut.
You're taking the day off. Are you checking your phone? Are you answering texts? Are you answering phone calls?
I don't think anyone's expecting me to. But I generally do.
Out of your own, don't want to be out of the loop?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I would rather know what's going on and not be, you know, caught off guard by something when I get back.
I used to work with a guy at my radio station, and this was like four bosses ago that did this. He came up to him.
not his current boss.
Right. I'm not trying to indict anyone right now. But he came up to him and he said, hey, I sent you an email on Saturday night. You haven't responded. It's Monday morning. What's going on? And my buddy looked at him and said, that's the weekend. I don't work weekends, so I didn't see the email.
Okay.
1 week later, fired.
Out of there.
Out.
Wow.
So in Australia, he would be, I don't know, killed by wallabies or something.
Yes.
But I also, I'm a salaried employee where I work, and I have the expectation of if someone sends me an email in the middle of the day saying this needs to be done by tomorrow, that I'm going to see it.
Yeah.
Now, if I don't see it, though, no one's going to come down on me. No one. There will be no punishment. So it's loosey-goosey. So again, just like you, it's a choice. It's a choice for me.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's tons of people in this country where it's not a choice.
Absolutely.
Where they want to disconnect. They want to be able to not have to work 24 hours a day.
And they're not allowed.
Will we ever take this step? Will we ever? Well, first of all, our government.
Here in America?
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Absolutely not. It's not going to happen. It just the way we think about work in America is so different. I think that this same thing in Australia... I think they do something similar in France, I want to say.
Yeah, but they have 13 cigarette breaks a day, so...
There. You just said the reason why we're never going to have it, right? It's that idea that in other places, they don't take work very seriously. And here, we hunker down.
Well, is there countries that have, like, midday naps? Like, siestas?
I'd love a siesta.
I could take one right now.
Oh, man. Yeah, Are you a napper?
I wasn't until I started doing this show. Adding another show to the plate, I'm like, gosh, I'm a little tired, more tired than I am normally. But yeah, I agree. It's, you know, the economy and the way America works, this is not the American way.
No.
But obviously, we should have laws in place that protect workers when it comes to overtime, where you should be compensated for that.
Yeah.
But if you choose to be a salaried employee, I made the choice. I said they offered me a contract that was salaried, and I knew everything that came with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's never going to be a law here in
Absolutely
the United
not.
States.
No.
All right, coming back on the other side. Is that okay? Is that a good transition coming back?
on the other side. Pick one or the other.
All right. The other side. No. Coming on. No. We'll do
just
more.
Just do the whole thing.
We'll talk more on Kim Komando today. Just stay tuned.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.
All right, you're listening and or watching Kim Komando Today, the tech podcast from Kim Komando Show. The Kim Komando Show is a totally separate entity. That's the weekend show on over 500 stations that's heard worldwide. This is the daily streaming podcast. If you're watching us right now, thank you. We appreciate it. If you're enjoying it, which, I mean, if you're still watching after that, you definitely are enjoying it. If you could share it for us, like, comment, and follow, that would be awesome. We'd appreciate it. It helps grow the podcast. We're working in improving this daily streaming podcast every single day. We're going to rearrange the sets. We're going to get, I heard the term robot cameras being said by someone.
I mean, you're working so hard, you have to take a nap.
Yes.
Yeah, support this show, people.
Do you want me to be able to sleep at night? Then I need the help. So just share the podcast. If you're listening actually on the podcast, we stream this every single day on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Rumble, and you can come and join us and watch the live show being recorded. It starts at 10:30 Pacific on all of those streaming sites. Thank you very much for listening. Go ahead, Allie.
So we're done now.
Yeah, that was the promo. Now we go to content.
Everybody's suing Amazon. I tried to find a number for how many active lawsuits there are against Amazon right now. Yeah, I couldn't really.
I think it's like two or three, probably.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100,000. Yeah, I did find one number that's real. In May 2023, federal lawsuits alone, 40 federal lawsuits were filed against Amazon.
Wow.
So this is not even all the regular people suing Amazon, all
right,
the class actions, that stuff. I think they have something like 800 staff lawyers. It's like it's a big part of their business.
They buy them in bulk, probably, just from their own website.
From Costco.
Yeah.
Oh,
they shipped overnight from China.
Okay, lawsuit number one. We're going to talk about two class actions right now. One is about these Prime Video ads. People are mad about this.
What happened?
Prime Video, Amazon streaming service.
Right, which if you are an Amazon Prime member, they just throw it in.
Exactly.
They throw in like 64 different things that I didn't even know existed. I don't even know I had access to.
Let's get back to this in a minute because Prime Wardrobe, interesting perk. I've used it. I like it.
Okay.
Prime, yes. Prime, if you're paying for just that, $15 a month, and it comes with Prime Video, you can buy just Prime Video. I don't know anyone who does.
No.
Or why you would.
Right.
It's like $9 a month.
I mean, I guess
for just that.
They have Thursday Night Football, but otherwise, there's not a ton on Prime.
But the shipping, $6 for the shipping. Come on.
Might as well just do both. And that's their thought, right? Their thought is
exactly,
we'll get you to get everything because it doesn't make sense to piece it out.
Exactly. They just added something last month where unless you pay an extra $3, now you get commercials.
Even if I'm paying for Prime, the $150 a year, and I prepaid it, I still have to watch commercials?
You know what? The same line of thinking was from this guy named, best name I've read in a long time, Wilbert Napoleon.
Of course.
From California.
Is this the lawyer?
No, this is just a human man.
It's angry Wilbert Napoleon.
He's mad.
He's probably like 4'2", wears a weird shaped hat, and he is mad about these commercials.
He's really mad and says that Amazon basically violated our rights. They lied and made something that we have always been led to believe is ad-free.
Right.
Now a paid, you know, an additional fee.
Right. When you sign up for Amazon Prime and you're paying for the whole year, you're prepaying for the whole year, you think you're getting commercial-free Amazon Prime.
Absolutely. For, I think, since 2011, they've marketed this
as a ton of time.
Commercial-free.
Yeah.
So all of these years.
So out of nowhere, Amazon users are sitting there. They've already paid for their year. They just re-upped their year of Prime, and now they're watching commercials. But if they don't want the commercials, they can pay even more, another $36 a year.
Exactly. And if you listen to this podcast, if you are plugged into tech news, get our newsletter, getkim.com, then you probably knew this was coming, right? But think about the people who didn't.
I didn't. Yeah. I work here.
Oh, my gosh. And you even get the news? Letter?
No, I don't get the newsletter.
Okay, good,
no.
good.
But there's a good reason why. We will talk about that some other day.
Oh, sure, another day. Another bigger lawsuit. This is all about Amazon's algorithm. So, you know, when you go to a product and there's the button that says buy now, or there's the buy now, or there's the add to cart.
Yeah.
Okay. You know how sometimes it says like see purchase options and you have to like click a button and then you see all this stuff that has like shipping charges and blah, blah, blah. Whenever I get to a product that has that, I'm like, no.
Okay.
And I go find another one that has the buy now button, like any normal person does.
Sure.
It turns out part of what gets you to have that buy now button is you're part of Amazon's, hold on, there's a fancy term for it. Basically, they have, fulfillment by Amazon. One of the perks, you get higher fees from Amazon. And you get that buy box on your product.
Oh, so they're paying more to have that buy box.
Yes. And those are the products that people are buying more. Turns out those are not always the cheapest options, even of, you know, the exact same product from another seller.
So we're trying to sue Amazon for them not presenting the cheapest option to me?
This is exactly what's happening, Andrew.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. When I saw this one, so they are routinely pushing people into the option that's going to get Amazon more money. Duh.
But that's what every retailer does.
Duh.
If you go to the grocery store, they have that end cap and they have the most expensive cereal or the cereal they're trying to get rid of because it's about to expire, whatever, whatever reason they put it there, they're trying to entice you to buy that product. Except for, I mean, how about the, remember the commercials for the cereals that were low on the ground?
Yeah.
The bag generic cereals? It's the same thing. It's product placement for what
100%.
They want you to buy.
Oh, man. Good call. Yes, it absolutely is. So these people that are suing basically say, everyone who has bought something on Amazon using that buy now button since 2016 should be included in this.
Oh, that's only going to be 30 billion people.
Everyone.
You think Wilbert Napoleon used the buy now button? He's going to be part of that lawsuit.
Absolutely,
as well?
Absolutely. 100%. I think Wilbert Napoleon thinks this lawsuit's dumb.
I'm part of two Amazon lawsuits.
So do you think they're going to win this one?
No, I don't. The second one, I don't think so. The first one, second one, I think they're going to win. The first one, I think there's a legitimate case there.
I think so, too.
And it's easy to fix. You just say, okay, if you've already prepaid for it, we'll give you whatever time you have left on your prepayment deal, and you don't have to worry about it. But then when you click that new terms and conditions, yeah, the next time you re-up, you're going to owe us the $3.
I agree. I think that would have been the way to go. Yeah, we'll see if we're all going to get our 7-cent check from Amazon because we overpaid.
On the other side, you ready to take a personality test?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to test it. We're going to find out. And if you fail, you may get fired. You probably won't. I mean, Kim's not even in the state, but you may get fired.
Okay.
We're checking Allie's personality. It's going to be bad. On the other side.
On the other side.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit cisecurity.org to play your part.
Welcome back to Commando Today. I am Andrew Babinski. Allie is with me, the A-team. Normally, we're hanging out with Kim, but she is getting some stitches removed from her eyes. She's so selfish. She wants to have the ability to see.
Yeah.
And she was missing her show for this. Oh, Gosh, Kim.
By the way, I didn't check before we came in, but Kim will usually post pictures of her eyeball. So if you're the kind of person who wants to see, you know, close-up eyeball stitches, go to Kim's Instagram.
That sounds gross and interesting all at the same time.
It's both.
If you can see, or if you can't, we're still giving away a laptop. So if you go to commando.com/win and you try the newsletter out, just give it a try. It's Kim's little baby. She wants you to try it out and see the baby. Jerry, you got to see the baby. Try out the newsletter, and you're entered to win either a $1,000 computer or a $1,000 Mac. Again, that's commando.com/win. All right, so I saw this on Reddit.
Okay.
There's a Reddit user who is trying to get a software engineering job at Federal Express.
Commonly known as?
FedEx.
Okay.
And during the interview process, they said, we're going to give you this really easy, simple personality test.
Oh, boy.
You're going to look at 15 pictures, and you're going to determine whether the picture describes you or it doesn't describe you. Most people, it takes them about 90 seconds to complete it. So it's really easy. And so I'm going to show you some of these pictures, Allie.
I'm going to do this right
yes,
now.
Yes, you're going to do it right
now. So people are going to know if I'm a psychopath. All right, let's
do this. I don't know.
No.
What do you mean no? How do you even know what this is? It is a blue man. Can we go back to the first one real quick? Yeah, they're all. So it's a character.
Oh, okay.
So the company that designed these personality tests, they designed them so that A, they have no race or gender.
Okay,
they're just blue people.
I did think I am not a blue man.
But what is this person doing in this picture?
It looks like he's deciding between two beverages.
So that's you?
This does describe me.
So you're the type of person that decides between two things? What is the positive?
Aren't we all?
Right, exactly. What is the positive or the negative of this photo?
Maybe it's like really easy to please versus picky. Maybe it is somebody who's more discerning versus somebody that is an idiot. I don't know.
So if I am a dedicated soda drinker and I always reach for the same soda, is that a negative or
yes,
is that a positive?
Bad guy.
That's a bad guy
bad
trait?
Guy. No, I don't know.
I don't know either. What's all right, let's check out the next one.
Also, I'm like trying to see.
That is that you?
Is a sleepy person. In my job interview, I would say absolutely not.
But that they're looking at art. So I'm looking at this, that they're at an art exhibit,
and
maybe?
And they look bored.
And they're bored.
I'm not bored by art. I am a sophisticate.
So this would not be an
this
alley.
This is not me.
This doesn't match you.
No.
Okay, that's a no.
This is garbage.
All right, what's next?
This is a...
I don't know which one I'm supposed to be in this picture. Am I the person stealing all the pizza?
I think I'm the pizza.
You're the pizza. So you're
yeah.
You're taken by one person at all times?
Let's not say that.
Because, or am I the guy that's like, hey, don't take all the pizza?
You're either a narc or a jerk.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah.
So either this is a definite yes, it describes me, or a definite no, it doesn't describe me.
I feel like I'm more the wouldn't take all the pizza person.
But which one am I supposed to be in the picture?
I think you're the stack of red cups. You're the solo cups.
This doesn't make any sense, and it's going to get worse.
Okay.
This is the party picture. Again, I don't know who I'm supposed to be. Am I supposed to be the person that's sitting there enjoying themselves at the party? Am I the person in the background dancing? Am I the person, is it through my eyes where I'm talking to the person?
I think you're once again the red solo cups.
But
I don't know.
That's why I went through this entire test.
They're all this confusing?
They're all this confusing.
How many of them have two blue figures? Most?
Yeah, most of them are situations. And now the company says that they have figured this out. They've done 2 years of research that you'll know instinctually whether or not it is you or isn't, and the results that come of it will be so beneficial to those being hired.
Do they get the results?
Wait, look at number 5. Is that you?
What is it? Birds?
A flower.
Oh, it's a flower. No, that's not me.
Growing on a sidewalk?
That's not me. That's insane.
You're not a flower
growing? That's not logical. No.
I don't know how to interpret this.
I don't either.
I don't think I'll ever get another job ever again in the history of time.
You know what? There probably is some like baked in science to these that the answers really are like, if you answer wrong, you're the worst.
But I don't, what's the wrong answer?
I don't know. Maybe... Did you see, though, how I instinctively, I knee-jerk was like, no, that's not me. And I couldn't tell why.
Because you're not a flower. Because you're not a flower.
I'm a human woman.
Right.
I'm also not blue, but I had feelings on those ones.
And I watched actually like this. Maddie sent me a podcast that the creators of this product did.
Okay.
And they were so excited. And they're talking about this blue character that everyone is going gaga over.
Well, of course.
Well, I know. They're selling their product.
Sure.
But if I was looking for a job at Federal Express,
sure.
I would see this as a warning sign about the company that they are using this absurd assessment to decide whether or not I can write software for them.
You're going to head over to the UPS or something.
Of course. Sure. DHL all the day, baby.
Yeah, this is pretty wacky. I don't know. Certainly there are a lot of weird ways.
But if I can't, so the question, you know, the assessments we've taken in the past, your personality assessments, it's like you find a wallet on the ground.
Oh, sure.
What are you going to do with it? Are you going to return it? Are you going to pocket it? Are you going to rehide it, leave it there? I can determine which one I am.
I think that's it, though. I think that.
People cheat?
Yeah. You know the answer. In that question, 100%, you're always going to say, I'm going to give back the wallet to a potential employer.
Right, because you want to look like you're a person that would return a wallet.
Exactly.
But
in this case, no.
Found a wallet once. I didn't find it. Oh, was that a sub shop? Blimpy? You remember Blimpy?
I'm familiar.
I don't even know if they exist anymore.
And shout out to Blimpy.
I'm walking out to my car, and this Blimpy worker starts running after me. And they're like, sir, you forgot your wallet. And I was like, oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And I grab it and throw it in my pocket, get in the car, and I drive home.
Not your wallet.
Not my wallet.
Yeah.
But it was someone's wallet who had lots of money in there.
Mm-hmm.
They had like $300 cash.
That's a lot of cash.
A backup key to a Mercedes-Benz. And business cards. And credit cards
and a
driver's license.
Okay.
So I had to ask myself. Now I was 18 years old.
Oh, you were a youngin'.
Baby.
So this was a real dilemma.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I hadn't had $300 at one time in probably forever.
You never had a backup key to a Mercedes.
So I gave myself a reward and then mailed the key and the credit cards and the driver's license to the owner.
You took all the cash.
I gave myself a reward.
All of it?
For finding the wallet.
How big was your reward?
It was enough for me to buy an SD expansion card to put in my MP3 player.
Oh, look at this little nerd.
To go from 64 KB to 26 megabytes.
I wonder what you got to put on your Zune with that. Was it a Zune?
Yeah, of course it was a Zune. $250 for that card.
Oh my gosh.
I gave myself a reward.
Times have changed.
All right. On the other side, Allie, what's our final closer? Last story.
Oh, the wonderful, wonderful way people are avoiding their loved ones when they just need some peace.
I have tons of ways I avoid my loved ones, but I love to hear new ideas.
Okay. And we'll need to hear about yours.
All right. Yeah. Right on the other side, stay right where you are. We're coming back with Kim Komando today.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements. But your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before. And your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.
All right, you're listening to Kim Komando today, the Daily Tech Streaming Podcast. Kim's not here. She's in California taking care of her eyes. So we're supporting her. The A-team is here. Andrew Babinski, Ali Seligman. We're filling in.
I know, you did it.
With confidence.
Yeah, that was good.
We're filling in for Kim. Thank you for watching the show, obviously, if you're seeing this live or on a replay on Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, Twitch. Thank you so much for joining us. If you could, just give us a share. Share the podcast with your friends and family. If you're enjoying it, they're going to enjoy it too. It helps build the audience and keep the show running every single day live. We go live at 10:30 Pacific every single day. If I could do the math in my head, I would tell you what time it starts on the East Coast.
It's 1:30.
I just figured it out. It's 1:30 on the East Coast.
Yeah.
All right.
I have a really personal question for you.
Sure.
Tabs.
I'm an open book.
Okay, tabs.
Yeah.
Are you a tab hoarder? Do you normally have a ton of tabs open? Do you save them? Do you close them? What's your tab relationship?
Usually I'm around 8 to 10 open at all times.
Okay.
Especially if I'm working from home. So we have the software that if we're off and we pre-record a show, we can do everything from home. And so I will be multitasking. I'll have two monitors going, yep. About 6 to 8 to 10 apps on each monitor.
Do you close them down at the end of the day?
Nope. Or? Just walk away.
Okay. Yeah.
Just walk away from the computer. Is that bad?
Am I going
to get hired at Federal Express?
No, probably not.
Oh,
for
okay.
other reasons. The blue man thing. You picked the wrong one. But I'm bad.
You're bad?
Oh.
You're worse than 8 to 10?
Oh.
So I have to be able to recognize what it is.
Oh no, I get to the point where it's like just the little icon.
Slivers?
A sliver.
You're just
I'm
a
slivers.
Bunch of slivers?
I am.
So how do you get from tab 1 to tab 16 if you don't know what it is?
Well, eventually I get so frustrated that I go I close a bunch of the tabs or I start a new window with a bunch of new tabs.
So you're like, I have all these problems. How could I solve them? I'll add more problems.
Yes, and then once my computer starts lagging, I close my tabs.
All right. Let's say you're sitting there on a website and you want to go to another website. Do you open a new tab? I just find something clickable on the screen, open in new window, and then type it in there.
What a psychopath.
It's weird.
Control T, open a new tab.
I don't do
That's
that.
That's hilarious. Well, digital hoarding came up for me because I realized I know about my tab problem. I regularly try to clear them out on my phone too, because I don't know if you know this. Well, you wouldn't. You don't have an Android, but if you have enough tabs open on Chrome on your phone, it just shows you basically like a little infinity sign.
Yeah, well, I find the same thing with the Safari browser.
Oh, okay.
If I'm trying to click on something and it's not moving, it's not, and I go, then I hit that button. Do you want to close these 112 tabs?
Exactly.
And I say yes. And then it finally gets into gear and goes to that new website.
Yeah. So pro tip, if your phone is being a little slow, close your tabs because you probably never close those.
I didn't know if that was, I thought I was just doing it to do it. I didn't know it was directly affected.
No, it does. It really does. The other thing though, I discovered draft emails. So I have a habit of starting a new email, going to write something or starting a draft to save something for myself.
Okay.
I'd like you to guess how many draft emails are in my work inbox.
Well, you're readjusted today in your seat. So this is going to be a shocking number. I'm going to go with, now, my girlfriend, she handed me her phone because I needed to look something up. And I saw her email box.
Yeah.
And it was 11,800 unread emails.
She just doesn't check her email.
11,000.
That's so shocking. You're
either a
person with none or all of them.
Right. Oh, yeah. I'm in zero.
Yeah.
No red numbers anywhere on my phone.
Good for you.
I'm going to guess you're in the 3,000 range. 3,450.
Draft emails?
Yeah.
No, I feel so good about myself. 437, which I thought was crazy.
I think, yeah.
But now I feel great.
But doesn't that number bother you, the 437?
Well, I never see it because I see my inbox number.
Are you going to clean it up?
Sure. I do sometimes.
Okay.
I do this as I've been focusing on the same thing for a long time. I need a little brain break. I'll clean my inbox. So I'll get to it.
I can't. I have one, my Yahoo account,
yeah,
which is like my, you know, if you're at a grocery store and you need to get the fries
it's
card
your
or whatever.
Gmail.
Right.
Yeah.
That one has like 46,000 emails.
That's how my personal Gmail is.
I got an email from them saying, hey, we're going to delete your email because you never check your email. I'm shocked you even checked that one.
So people, especially if they work from home,
mm-hmm,
they need ways to get away from their families.
And we're going to use technology to do that?
Well, of course. That's how we always use it. Like, okay, bye. I'm going to.
Right.
So there are videos on YouTube of Zoom meetings. Sometimes these are companies. So GitHub, which they're a software company, they have some of their just like internal meetings.
Right.
For some reason, the Zooms of them posted on YouTube.
So I'm trying to piece it all together here. So I don't want to talk to someone in my household.
Correct.
So I'm going to walk in my office,
yes,
and say, I got to do some work.
Yep.
And instead of just closing the door.
Sure.
I'm going to go ahead and pop up a YouTube video,
yeah,
of someone else's Zoom meeting.
Correct.
That I'm not in.
That's correct.
Okay.
And it's going to look like you're in a meeting. And so maybe your kid who always bothers you but knows not to if you're in a meeting.
Right.
Or your partner or your wife or your husband, whatever it is. There are also a bunch of city meetings, like city council meetings. I used to be a newspaper reporter.
Really?
City council meetings are a snooze. But they go on forever. And so people have like these, you know, 3-4 hour meetings that they can just put up on their computer and pretend like, oh, yeah, I'm part of this.
So this is straight lying. I thought this was something you could do on your computer to make it. Oh, no. You're just watching YouTube that looks like other people
Correct. Working.
Which
seems like a huge waste of time. But
yeah,
the best part of this are some of the comments on mm-hmm. these videos. I use this whenever I need people in the house to leave me alone. Gives me a good 2 hours of alone time. What is this person doing for 2 hours? Is the door closed? Are they doing other stuff?
Right.
But are they just staring at this video?
And you can't use your computer because you've gone full screen on this fake Zoom meeting that you're not part of.
I know. Maybe these are 2-screen people.
Yeah, it's got to be.
It's got to be, right? This meeting has been of more use to me than any other meeting at work that could have been an email. every now and then I'll pause at a good point between them to make my voice heard. Contributing gets the full effect in. These people are so desperate.
We are close. And this just reminded me, we are close to March Madness.
We are.
And in March, you know, it's the NCAA basketball tournament.
Yep.
And on Thursday and Friday, the NCAA, there's like 212 games. And if you are at work or at home and you're trying to pretend you're working, but you're really watching the basketball game.
Yeah.
If you're watching them on CBS's website, they have a hotkey that if you got the game going, you hit one key and it immediately jumps to a fake spreadsheet. So it looks like you're working. And then you just hit that key again, send you right back to the
basketball
game.
Whoever came up with that needs a raise. That's
seriously,
so good.
It's genius.
Do you know the key? Do you know what to hit?
Yeah, it's like F. I mean, it's really simple. So you can do it really quick. And they'll tell you, actually, when the video is starting up, they'll tell you if you're watching this at work, here's how you hide it from your boss.
That's amazing. We'll have to put that in the newsletter.
Yeah. And after the show, I would love to have a post-show meeting with you.
Okay.
But I have to watch a city council meeting.
That makes
it's
sense.
It's so important.
Good luck on your ordinances.
I care about my city. All right. That's the show. We appreciate it. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for liking and sharing and following us on Twitch, Facebook, YouTube, all the places that we're at. Thank you for downloading the podcast. If you are just listening to the audio version of this show, I'm Andrew Babinski. That's Ali Seligman. And we'll be back with Kim Camando today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.